What about the issue of the fact that you don't need pre-medications and you don't see allergic reactions? I mean, do you see allergic reactions to docetaxel and paclitaxel in spite of pre-medications?
We have, actually. And one of my colleagues had a patient who got her first dose and developed a rash afterwards and then had acute anaphylaxis and died with her second dose of paclitaxel. You know, it's very hard to predict who's going to have a reaction. And patients, again, a colleague earlier today was telling me about a patient who had a severe reaction, required intubation, who had been getting paclitaxel for months. Although mostly it occurs on the first few doses, it can occur unexpectedly. And I think that it is, although uncommon, a very serious side effect.
What about quality of life and how people feel? I hear a lot of oncologists kind of poo-pooing the issue of problems that occur with pre-medications other than brittle diabetics, et cetera. I mean, I know I don't like taking antihistamines. I just don't feel good. I don't know about what Decadron is like. But do you think patients feel better without that stuff?
I do. I think a lot of patients just absolutely hate the steroids, and they keep them awake at night. They make them crabby or emotionally labile. They're, you know, a lot of different symptoms. They all get urinary tract infections, and not to mention the glucose intolerance in some patients. But, you know, the patient population we treat tends to be pretty healthy, and it's not a huge issue, the diabetes part. That's a clear cut. There's no problem just using paclitaxel. But the rest of the patients, you know, metastatic disease, they're doing treatment to stay alive, not to cure their disease. It's not self-limited. And so the pre-medications and the long infusion time can be really quite onerous for these patients. Now, some investigators will actually stop the steroids after 4 to 6 times of giving the paclitaxel. They taper it down and stop it. But, you know, there are clearly patients who then will subsequently have a reaction.
Yeah, the patient you described is real scary. And I assume that she had that reaction in spite of having continued pre-medication.
Yes. If somebody has a real hypersensitivity reaction, we've learned by experience not to re-challenge.